The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day. And through it all, the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parables shall we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when it is sown to the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it sprouts, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that birds of the air can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Each year, every parish in the United States is required to host a missionary for two purposes. One, to heighten our awareness of the mission work of the church, and then secondly, that hopefully by your generosity, you might help support the work. Our missionary today is a sister from India who is just going to take a minute to thank you for having her here, and then I will explain what her community does.
Good morning, everybody. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I am Sister Divya, member from the Congregation of Daughters of Mary in India. I am so grateful to see you all and thank you for helping us for our missionary work.
Thank you. Sisters Community works with the very poorest of God's poor. They take care of lepers, they take the homeless in and comfort them. They run an orphanage, a home for the elderly, a hospital, and truly they're doing the work of the gospel. There will be a second collection today, and hopefully you can help support their good work. Just a few words on the gospel. Remember that Mark writes his gospel in the mid-60s. Luke and Matthew write their gospels independent of one another in the mid-80s. And when they write their gospel, they have a copy of Mark's gospel in front of them. And they extract whole sections from Mark's gospel and put them into their own gospel. Matthew, for example, takes whole chapters out of Mark's gospel and puts it in his. And both Matthew and Luke take every parable that's found in Mark's gospel and put it into their gospel, with the single exception of the two parables we just heard today, because they were so widely unpopular from the very moment that Jesus preached them. Why? People interpreted it when he said about the seed in the ground that no matter what we do, doesn't make any difference, it's going to sprout. And people interpreted it to say that no matter how much they worked for the kingdom of God, it didn't matter. God was going to take care of everything, and so all their efforts were in vain. I don't think that's at all what he's saying here. I think what he's saying is, if you recall in the Gospels, Jesus talks endlessly about his love and his trust and his devotion to his Father, how he and the Father are one, etc. And I think what he's saying here is calling us to trust our Father. And that's easier said than done, particularly when we face some of the adversities of life. But if you trust him, everything will ultimately work out. Amen.